producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good day. Time is 7 after the hour. Hello, welcome to another week of conversation, another hour of conversation, another moment, an opportunity you can seize to try to figure out what the heck is going on. It's the 22nd of February, a week from today. Richie, last day of the month of February is a leap year. You know the old expression, 30 days hath September, April, May, and November. All the rest have 31 in kind, except leap year, which has 29 every 4 years. I'm not sure that's exactly how it goes, but it's pretty close.
How do you remember that this early in the morning?
I'm just on it, Richie. I've had my brain examined, and I'm all set, raring to go.
I'll join you in an hour or so.
All right, good. So you want me not to introduce you, and you can just be quiet while
we get into
it?
No, I'm just saying my brain. I'm here. Just my brain.
Your brain is not here. Yeah. I see. Okay, good. Good for you.
Well, caffeine, I might, you know.
Well, let's see if everybody else's brain is here as we try to figure out this situation in Kalamazoo. You've no doubt at this point in time, unless you've been under a rock, heard the story about this man who's been arrested, charged in multiple shootings in Kalamazoo. He was an Uber driver. I had an Uber experience. I've had lots of Uber experiences. I find it really interesting that so much attention is paid to Uber by the news media in all ways, shapes, and forms. Like there was something special, unusual. It's a fantastic example. This aside, the Kalamazoo thing aside, of entrepreneurship, of taking nothing and making something out of it. It is, not to get into the specifics, well, I will in a minute, of the Kalamazoo situation. All it is a software program that's worth $5 billion. So those of you who think that there isn't an opportunity for you to come up with something. In this age, we were in the industrial age for a long time. A lot of people made a lot of money cooking up things that ran and worked. Now we have a different kind of enthusiasm, energy behind those who are cooking up things that work, but not the same way. Anyway, having said that, that's a subject for
this guy, a UPS driver. You think they would have brought that up?
No. I don't think so.
If he worked for an accounting firm?
No. I think that's a very good point. Yeah. Here's reporter Ken Kolker, who broke the news that the shooter was an Uber driver.
The suspect was actually an Uber driver, and that last night before the shooting here, he actually dropped passengers off at the Fairfield Inn Marriott. The people at the Marriott says there were three passengers dropped off. They say police actually have interviewed those three people who have since left. But after dropping off those passengers, they say that he then drove to the Cracker Barrel, where he opened fire on people in two cars that were parked next to each other. Now, four of the six victims in this were killed here, four in those two cars. He also shot and critically injured a 14-year-old girl here who is still hospitalized, still fighting for her life. But that's the new information, that he was actually an Uber driver and that he had been dropped off some passengers here just before that shooting.
Jason Dalton is his name, 45 years old, arrested after these attacks. Uber releasing a statement confirming Dalton was a driver, said he had passed a background check. The prosecutor said Dalton has no prior criminal record. If you see a picture of this guy, I don't know whether you think he looks any different than anybody else in the world. He's kind of, it looks like a heavyset guy. A lot of people are making a lot of this in terms of the Uber thing. It's true the shootings seem to come out of nowhere, one after the other, and no apparent connection that I can see anyway. There's a lady who was shot in the parking lot of her suburban home. Hold on just a second. Don't be making so much noise over there.
Somebody visiting you?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. and then he just seemed to go around and around. Here's reporter Elaine Quanaworth talking to ATF agent Matt Horace about the tracking and arrest of Mr. Dalton.
What do we know about how police were able to get the situation under control, how they were able to find the suspect and take him into custody without anybody else being hurt?
Well, Elaine, as you know, most active shooter incidents happen within seconds, if not minutes. In this case, this incident expanded over the course of several locations in and around the town. So while that is a bad thing, it enabled police to be able to track where the suspect was going, hopefully get CCTV camera footage, get eyewitness accounts and witness accounts, and that led police ultimately to arrest the suspect.
What do you make of the fact that there's been some chatter, and of course we've still working to confirm these details on CBS News, that there's been some reporting that he may have been picking up and dropping off some people as an Uber driver over the course of this rampage.
Right. Well, I think, you know, over the next 24 hours, I'm sure we'll get some confirmation of that. I'm sure the authorities will work with Uber, the company, to try to determine what his purpose and what his focus was, where he was going and why he was there. But, you know, at the end of the day, this was a psychopathic incident committed by a psychopathic killer.
Okay. So I know a couple of different things. My son, who works and lives in Los Angeles, who bought a new car because he was going to work part-time for Uber, found an interesting way to supplement his income. He has two other incomes, but as with many people, they are irregular. I would say my income is irregular. Doesn't make any difference what level you're at. You have irregular income. Maybe you want to supplement it. Uber has a very thorough background check, and because of what my son does as a full-time person, they did not want him to be a driver for them. And it has only to do with the fact that he works with people. He's a drug and rehab counselor, and they found that to be something that was distracting. And for whatever the reason, they decided that he didn't fit the bill. So I know that anytime I've taken an Uber car, I have found the drivers to be courteous. The car is clean. On Saturday night when I came back to Boston well after midnight, I got my smartphone out, Richie, when I got off the plane.
Yeah.
Went to my Uber app, put in my address, and I walked outside. The man was driving in. It took him 3 minutes, somewhere between 3 and 4 minutes to get there. Picked me up. Took 30 minutes to get me home. Cost me about $30 less than a cab would have cost. And that was my experience with Uber on the same night where this guy was shooting things up in Kalamazoo.
Well, the deal is with Uber is that you rate them.
Yeah.
At the end of your ride, you give them a rating.
Yeah.
Where is it, stars or something like that? 1 to 5 stars or whatever.
Yeah.
And if they get a bad rating, you might not pick them. If you see 5 cars in the area, somebody might be picked over them if they only have 3 out of 5 stars. Whatever.
And if they have, I think, 3 or 4 of those, then they dump them. They get 3 or 4 bad ratings, and they just...
I got to think this guy's not going to get any good ratings over this past week.
No, I think you're probably right about that. 888-302-3684 for comments. Email to Doug or Rich at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day. And Twitter at Good Day. 15 past the hour on Good Day.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream, America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide. I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99. Bacon.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only
$2.99. Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Man, this is bizarre. 18 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, the Kalamazoo shooting, the Uber background checks. Uber builds itself as a safe way to travel. Ride-sharing service trying to live up to that by putting prospective drivers through a lot of background checks. The taxi unions have a lot. They criticize Uber's checks. Have you checked out most of the cab drivers in most of the major cities in our country? They got no room to be making any noise about Uber and its background check, frankly. Richie, you said that there was somebody who was riding in his car with Jason Dalton is the man's name, who apparently did
all
this.
Yeah, there was a passenger, Derek, who had heard the news that there was a shooter on the loose and that he was, in fact, an Uber driver. And he said he was a little careful when the guy pulled up, his Uber driver, who ended up being this guy. And when he got in the car, he said, "You're not the shooter, are you?" Mm-hmm. And Dalton gave him, he goes, "No."
Nah.
And then Derek said, "Are you sure?" And he said, "No, I'm not. I'm just tired." Here's Derek right here.
Ordered the Uber on the phone, quick pickup. It was a dark-colored HHR, and I kind of jokingly said to the driver, "You're not the shooter, are you?" And he gave me some sort of a no response, like he shook his head or he said no. And I said, "Are you sure?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm just tired."
Mm-hmm. Here's Paul Mateus, the undersheriff in Kalamazoo, with a focus on the shooting.
Well, I was born and raised in this town, and I still live here. And this just shocks this community. We're not a naive community. We have our situations that all communities have. But to have somebody just drive around randomly, gunning people down for no apparent reason, that just attacks the psyche of the community and any community for that matter.
All right. Yeah, that is food for thought, isn't it? 21 after on Good Day. Thank you.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Uri Geller joins us from Israel. He is one of my pals. He's somebody who's been on this program for 20 years. He always has something to say that is pithy and important. And I wanted to spend a moment talking about Ed Mitchell, the astronaut who passed away, somebody who was very important to you in many different ways. I thought perhaps you would like to just reminisce for a moment on some of the things that made you and Ed friends.
Yeah. Yes, let me put it this way, a very powerful statement, that without Edgar Mitchell, I wouldn't be who I am, I wouldn't be where I am. He started my career. He gave me the credibility, the scientific credibility, straight at the Stanford Research Institute, where they tested me. Part of the financing was from the American Defense Department, and we became very good friends. We became buddies. So I was in touch with him all the time. When he lost his son, Adam, Adam was only 26 when he died. I met Adam in a hotel in London when I was living there, and it was very emotional, his passing. So I followed, Ed Mitchell through his ups and downs in life. But what is fascinating and even more amazing, the synchronicity that one of the people who was responsible in financing Noetic Science was a man called John Tishman. Now, you see the name Tishman all over tall skyscrapers, I think in Los Angeles, in New York. John was a builder. He was obviously a multi-billionaire, maybe even a billionaire. And guess what? He died the same week as Edgar Mitchell died. So, without John Tishman, maybe these tests would have not happened. So there you go, synchronicity, which means things are meant to happen. And, it was a big shock to me when I woke up in the morning and heard that Ed Mitch and John Tishman passed away. But no doubt in my mind that both of them, the second they got to the other side, they started exploring that space.
This is a great thought. So what do you make of all of the talk of the conspiracy of the surrounding stories, shall we put it that way, the passing of Justice Scalia, who's a Supreme Court justice. I'm sure this is something that's ringing a bell all around the world, because these conspiracy theories really do sometimes get traction. And there's a lot of people who think any number of things could have happened. What's your, you're always talking, people are always asking about conspiracy theories. What's your read on this?
Look, I, you know, hear conspiracy theory all the time. And most of the conspiracy theories are far-fetched, crazy, and unbelievable. And, you know, we're talking about UFOs, extraterrestrials. But when something of this nature happens, which is very down-to-earth, it's in a hotel room, if I'm not mistaken, a pillowcase, poison, it makes it more realistic to become a conspiracy theory. And I wouldn't count it out at all. So that is my take on it. I would like to investigate everything about his death, because, you know, he wasn't a very old man. Relatively, he was a healthy person. And am I correct that he was found with his, with a pillow over his head?
Well, I don't think it was over his head, but there are people that are trying to figure out what was on the pillow. And the other thing with conspiratorial stuff this week, the Zika virus that everybody's talking about down in Brazil, Monsanto is up to that, and they're up to their ears and the conspiracy things about what's going in the water, that sort of stuff. So these things keep people going, keep people are thinking out loud what they, and that's better that we say out loud what we think anyway. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, UriGeller.com. Check him out, check it out.
Haven't you ever wondered how all the components under the hood of your vehicle can stand all that engine heat? Turns out they can, as you'll hear today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America, she never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
There's a term for what happens with engine heat when you turn the key off. Successful Farming's engine man, Ray Bohax, says it's called heat soak.
When an engine is shut off, the underhood temperature elevates because the cooling system is no longer functioning. There is an extreme temperature spike in all underhood components.
Bohax says there are two easy remedies for heat soak.
You need to let the engine idle for approximately 1 minute before shutting it down. And the second thing is, after you do shut it down, jump out of the cab and open the hood.
Doing this, says Bohax, is probably the best return on investment practice you could do on your farm. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug with my friend Rich McFadden. He's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, and we're focused on the presidential primaries now, the circumstance in which Donald Trump found himself once again on top of the heap by a comfortable margin, 32.5% of the vote. Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz at pretty much the same position. I think Rubio had 100 votes more than Cruz did. Jeb Bush out. John Kasich, not a strong finisher here. Ben Carson, most people are wondering if he's going to be the next one that steps out. As far as Jeb Bush is concerned, he said, I always love this expression, I'm suspending my campaign
as forever.
It was going to start again in a month or two. He ran out of money, doesn't want to spend his own money. So he's out. Supporters, it's interesting. The reaction of some people were upset, some people didn't care. Listen to this.
I'm proud of the campaign that we've run to unify our country and to advocate conservative solutions that would give more Americans the opportunity to rise up and reach their God-given potential. But the people of Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina have spoken, and I really respect their decision. So tonight, I am suspending my campaign.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember when he said,
you can clap.
Clap? Yeah.
Please clap.
Yeah. I didn't think anybody cared. And meanwhile, Richie over the other side, Donald Trump speaking after his win there.
The Which one is that, Doug?
2202, Richie.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
No, I don't see that, Doug.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's on the TV cut page, but we'll keep moving here. All right. Wolf Blitzer, talk to...
I got it if you want it, Doug.
Are you? Okay, yeah, let's play that.
I want to begin by thanking the people of South Carolina. This is a special state. Thank you. These are special people. And, you know, we got a little boost last week from a place we all remember, New Hampshire. We can't forget it. Special, special. We love it. And they sent us in here with a very good feeling, right? So I want to thank everybody. I love you all. South Carolina, we will never forget you. We will never forget you. Let's go. Let's have a big win in Nevada. Let's have a big win at the SEC. Let's put this thing away, and let's make America great again. Thank you very much.
The SEC is the big March primary, and he looks like, as much as I was watching this at the airport in Chicago as I changed planes, and I was talking to two people, one who was on the same plane with me, another guy going to Omaha. We sat and we watched them, and we had some interesting things to say observationally as to where it all goes and what the Republicans who are running the party, not running your lives necessarily, unless you're in the party hierarchy, but how the Republican Party seems to be kind of lost. And actually they are on the Democratic side, too, because they don't know what to do about Bernie, as well as the Republicans don't know what to do with the Donald. They don't know what to do. Here's Brendan Bordelon, who was a reporter on the scene, captured on audio. No surprise here, he says, but Marco Rubio coming in second seems to be somewhat of a surprise.
Trump has led in South Carolina for a long time. His win was impressive, and I think we're going to continue to see him doing well in a lot of states. I think he's going to win Nevada in a few days, and I think he's going to roll in a Super Tuesday in a very strong position. I think what was surprising was kind of the comeback kid. Rubio's sins in New Hampshire have kind of been cleansed, it looks like, with this second place in South Carolina. I don't think anybody really expected that after his fifth place finish in New Hampshire. So I think this has kind of given the Rubio camp a second wind here, and I think they need to take advantage of it, particularly in Super Tuesday in the next week.
All right. So, surprise or no surprise, Rubio and Cruz are, in my mind, mirror images of each other, and they both cancel each other out. They are both of no value. You want to lose, vote for Cruz, has been my slogan. Many of you like Cruz. If you listen to Rush Limbaugh, you'd think he was the second coming of Christ just before Easter. And some of the others who are supporting various candidates, I don't think there's one major nationally syndicated political host who's behind Trump. I don't know how close-handed he's coming to this, Richie, but I don't hear, well, I don't listen to Levin much because I'm not around when he's on.
Right.
And I don't
either
care much for his style anyway, so I wouldn't listen to him even if he was close in. But I'm listening. I listened to a couple of hosts in Denver on Friday and Saturday, and they were, Denver's a good talk radio market, by the way. KOA is another station that's there as well in the city that's quite good at not only politics, but just in general, observing and talking. And after all, isn't that what we're all supposed to do? At any rate, I think that Kasich is in here to play till the end. I don't think you're going to see him drop out no matter how he finishes, because I think he's got his eye on the second position. And there are a lot of people who have gone through lots of different scenarios that see Trump and Kasich as a good match in terms of how they gather votes. And then we look at Donald Trump. I'm sorry, we look at Hillary Clinton. We, the collection of people who are breaking all of this up, parsing every word. Hillary Clinton, by the way, beating Bernie Sanders 53% to 47% in Nevada on Saturday night. On Meet the Press, Chuck Todd talked to Bernie Sanders about not coming in first.
You said on Friday, it could be that 10, 20, 30 years from now, people will look back at what happened in Nevada and say this was the beginning of the political revolution. Obviously, the results didn't turn out the way you thought. What happened, sir?
Well, what happened is over the last 5 weeks, Chuck, we came from 25 points down to 5 points down. As I understand it, we actually won the Latino vote yesterday, which is a big breakthrough for us. But the voter turnout was not as high as I had wanted. And what I've said over and over again, we will do well when young people, when working class people come out. We do not do well when the voter turnout is not large. We did not do as good a job as I had wanted to bring out a large turnout.
All right. So that's it. And it is traditionally for, on the Democratic side, anyway, for them to do well when there is a big turnout. Here Mrs. Clinton speaks after she wins.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I am so, so thrilled and so grateful to all of my supporters out there. Some may have doubted us, but we never doubted each other. And this one's for you. I want to congratulate Senator Sanders on a hard-fought race here. And I want to thank each and every one of you. You turned out in every corner of this state with determination and purpose. I'm on my way to Texas. Bill is on his way to Colorado. The fight goes on. The future that we want is within our grasp. Thank you all. God bless you.
She sounds just like every other political hack. Except that they don't send their husbands, who are former presidents, out to campaign for them. Other than that, bills are going one way and I'm going another way. That's pretty much the way it's been, right? As the cynics say that. At any rate, it's more of the same as far as I can see, one way or another. Interesting to those sitting in the airport and talk to two different people as we were watching this. One was from, I think I told you, Omaha. The other one was on same flight coming back to Boston with me. And the guy who...
Can I guess?
Of which side was which?
Yeah.
Oh, it's easy.
Omaha was a Trump fan.
He was obviously a Republican, whether he was a Trump fan. When I said, if you want to lose, vote for Cruz, he didn't say anything.
Oh, really?
So he chuckled at that.
Leave it to you to bring up your little iteration.
Well, why not? What the heck?
And then the other
it
one
served
was,
to be entertaining. The other one voted for Obama, pretty obviously, but he wasn't sure. He was interested in what the Republicans were doing. He didn't tell me that he voted for Obama. He just was, his body language and the way he was thinking would lead me to believe that he voted for Obama. But he was very interested in the fate of Bush and Trump and who would run with him. And he had lots to say. They were both educated consumers in that they were educated voters. And the best part of our conversation was not about who we were voting for, but who is voting, who isn't voting, how qualified they are. And the guy who was from Massachusetts with me said, it's hard for people now, because we started talking about the millennials, who are disengaged, don't seem to know what's going on in the process. And I think that there are some people, a very good friend of mine who has a daughter who's in her late 20s, said that her daughter wasn't engaged in this conversation, wasn't even interested at all, even though her mother certainly is. And so are most people looking at the airport, at the people who get on the plane, who was standing around watching the results. There wasn't one person under the age of 40 who was watching the results.
Yeah.
Not one. So whether that tells you what is it? I think I remember an expression, and it may have been from my father at one point in time. When you're younger, you're liberal. When you get older and you have to pay your bills and pay your taxes, you become a little more conservative. And that, I mean, the Republican Party doesn't present to me anyway genuine conservatism. And you've heard me say that 150 million times, which you've heard. I think that Cruz is a $4 bill. All he does is keep pandering and he's using the word conservative. You can use it all you want. But are you? Is he a fiscal conservative? I don't see that. That's what when I think of conservative, I think the most conservative guy when it comes to actually being a fiscal conservative, the award would be either Trump or Bloomberg, in my estimation, from how they have run their lives and their businesses. Because you cannot survive in business if you don't understand how to conserve your wealth and use it appropriately. That's my read on it. Anyway, you'd start to say something, Richie.
It's funny. Next week is the CPAC convention.
That already again?
Conference.
Back again? Good Lord.
And it's always huge, the presidential election year.
Right.
And there are tons. I would say 40% of the people walking the halls of CPAC are college kids.
Really?
It's a huge.
And it's a real right winger.
Oh, yeah.
Right of center.
Yeah, everybody on the way.
So you can be sure that both. I would be interested to see who shows up. If all of them show up,
they'll all be there. Yeah. Oh, you have to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
They will all be there. And it's really interesting to see all the young kids running around. They're all psyched. They're all have their buttons and their signs. And
well, that's good.
They're so into it. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. 45 past the hour. This is Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo and No Barriers Warriors are teaming up for the third consecutive year to empower veterans through the Warriors to Summits Expedition Series, one of many experiences No Barriers Warriors offers veterans with disabilities to help them overcome obstacles and unleash their full potential. Selected veterans will embark on grueling expeditions to Wyoming, New Hampshire, and Colorado. Through these transformative journeys, participants will push their boundaries while reflecting on their past, recognizing where they are now, and developing a vision for their future. This mental and physical challenge will help veterans make a significant change in their lives. John Toth, Director for No Barriers Warriors.
We're excited to offer 3 expeditions in 2016 and help transform even more veterans' lives.
To apply for the Warriors to Summits 2016 Expedition Series, or to learn more, please visit warriorstosummits.org. Applications will be accepted through March 4th at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's BENETRENDS.com. Benetrans.
Let's make it 49 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Here are some comments I've just gotten, Richie, from Facebook and Twitter users at DougSteffen.com. Julian writes, I got denied from Uber because I got a ticket for failing to use a turn signal in the middle of an open rural road where there wasn't much traffic, and they hired this guy? Remember, I told you the story about Brendan, my son. He was not hired because of what he does also to make a living. Marcus says, having just been rear-ended by an Uber driver this past weekend, I think the biggest reason that it matters that he worked for the company is that it reveals one of the many concerns relating to the company's business model. There are no checks and balances in place. That's not true at all, Marcus. You don't know what you're talking about. There are a lot of checks and balances. Anybody could... plenty of cab drivers have had plenty of rear-end crashes. It's funny how naive some people are about stuff like this. Sheila says, Uber is fast becoming as scary as Craigslist. Really? What in the world do you...
Once you get to the top of any field, you got a bullseye on your chest.
I sure have. 51 past the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's not get to the top then, Richie, all right?
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's the Good Day Travel portion, or should I say it's the portion of the program we focus on travel. That's probably a better sentence. Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer Travel Guides at Frommers.com, where they focus on going to the Caribbean. Do we start with Cuba? Do we go to Colombia? Do we go to the places where the virus is? Where do we go and how do we get there? Plus, maybe, Richie, I might take a moment to do a little dumping on American Airlines.
I might.
I just might do that.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, 55 past the hour. Happy to have Pauline Frommer back with us again from Frommers.com, the Frommer's travel guide, respected around the country and around the world as the best information on traveling. I don't know how you do it. I do a lot of traveling, and I used to have somebody, and I say this not to sound like a jerk, Pauline, but I used to have somebody who used to take care of all of my travel arrangements, and that person is gone, so I'm doing it myself. I spent 2 hours and 45 minutes on the phone with four different representatives from American Airlines trying to get three tickets straightened out, spending $1,500, and arguing with every single one of them about what the last person said. They are such a mess.
Yeah, but you know what? So is Delta. So is United. The problem is we have no alternatives in this country anymore. Four airlines, and I'm going to put Southwest into that packet, though I think their customer service is better. Four airlines control 80% of the routes in this country. They can do what they want, and so they have. Sounds like you need to hire a travel agent again and just not deal with this hassle.
Well, find me a good one, and I will. All right. So you have a blog up today about the fact that officials in certain parts of Italy have decided they need to cut their tourism in half to protect the area.
Yeah.
What's the story here? This is a beautiful area. I know the area. I was there once myself. Fishing villages. Isn't it on the south side, the south end? Do I remember it as being on the south side?
Yeah, it's in the area called Liguria. It's called Cinque Terre. It's called the Italian Riviera, and for a reason, gorgeous little fishing villages kind of tumbling down cliffs that are attached by different hiking trails. Problem is cruise ships have been being ported nearby, and bus tours have discovered this area because it used to be so idyllic. So 2.5 million people descended on towns that have less than, 5,000, 10,000 residents each last year, and you cannot walk the streets without hearing German and English, anything but Italian, really loudly, and the officials there are going to create a ticketing system. I think this is the first time this has ever happened because it's an area. They're going to make you buy a ticket online to go to this area of Italy, and they're also going to put sensors on the roads, and when too many people come in, they're going to close the roads by the police. It points to a big problem in travel. Certain areas are being overloved.
And when you look at these huge travel ships that are going, I've been in and out of Long Beach a couple of times in the last few weeks. You see every weekend these huge ships. I'm not that close. I've not been on one of these. Last time I took a cruise, it was on the Norway, I think. I've been on the QE2. That's the kind of ship. I've never been on one of these huge, huge liners. But when they go into the play, even in the Caribbean, I don't understand how St. Thomas or these little islands handle thousands of people that come off of these ships every day.
Well, that's why some of the ships have created their own artificial ports. So you go off the ship into a little world created by the ship where everything you buy is going to be sold by the ship and you're not really going to experience the local culture.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop,
you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.